there is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. At the end of 2022, data released by the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement reveals that 1,116 institutions worldwide have adopted and endorsed the IHRA working definition of anti-Semitism. As a result, this has now led to a diverse range of international institutions, organizations, national and local governments, NGOs, universities, athletic clubs, and corporations using it as a basis for recognizing and identifying present-day anti-Semitism trends, training and educational programs, and policy-making initiatives. Professor Dina Porat, a Combat Anti-Semitism Movement Advisory Board member and the Alfred P. Slaner Chairperson for the Study of Contemporary Anti-Semitism and Racism at Tel Aviv University, said that despite a rise in anti-Semitism globally, it is highly encouraging to witness overwhelming support for the Jewish people, adding that adopting this program, which is gaining momentum in recent years, establishes the working definition of anti-Semitism as a major tool in the contemporary struggle against anti-Semitism. Meanwhile, the Federation of Spanish Jewish Communities, the umbrella group of Spain's Jewish community, has contacted the mayor of Barcelona regarding a campaign to boycott the pairing of the city with Tel Aviv. In a letter signed by the Federation of Jewish Communities of Spain president, Isaac Benzaken Pinto, it calls on Mayor Ada Colau to confirm her support for the twinning of the cities and rejection of the current campaign labeled Barcelona with the Apartheid No, which also aims to sever relations with Israel. Pinto's letter also called on all politicians in the Barcelona City Council, like their predecessors, to allow Barcelona to continually build bridges of harmony, demonstrate sensitivity to all minorities, and to avoid promoting activities encouraging rejection and isolation. Following calls from the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies urging anyone who successfully bids on Nazi memorabilia to donate these items to the Sydney Jewish Museum, the Jewish community in Gold Coast, Queensland has rejected the activity and have expressed outrage at the hosting of the event in the Australian city. According to ABC News Australia, the community is demanding to know why the fair was allowed to go ahead in the first place and sell Nazi memorabilia and World War II-era German weaponry. The fair's organizer, Alan Lawson, told ABC that the stall was not acceptable and had slipped through the vetting process. Lawson has since issued an apology to the Jewish community, assuring them that everything will be done in their power to ensure that this situation never happens again. Staying on the subject of offensive memorabilia, Amazon has now removed Nazi, neo-Nazi and white supremacist items for sale on its website following a protest by the Simon Wiesenthal Center. According to the center, it contacted Amazon demanding that they remove the items and immediately implement measures which will end profiting from hateful materials. It also reminded Amazon that at a time when 63% of all religious-based hate crimes in America target America's Jews, and also when blacks are again the number one target of race-based hate crimes, Amazon should not be using its business model to market hateful symbols and neo-Nazi paraphernalia. The center has also pledged to work with Amazon in identifying unwanted and threatening items for removal from its site. And Israeli scientists have created a robot which demonstrates an enhanced sense of smell. Well, what good is that, one may ask? Well, according to researchers at Tel Aviv University, it can identify odors with a level of sensitivity that is 10,000 times higher than that of existing electronic devices, which the researchers believe can be used in future to identify explosives, drugs, elusive diseases, and more. Dr. Ben Maus of the Fleischmann Faculty of Engineering and Professor Amir Ayali of the School of Zoology and the Segal School of Neuroscience, who led the research, explained that smell perception, for example, can be effectively and economically used at airports for specific metal and material detection, as well as replacing dogs for drug detection. Israeli scientists are also planning to provide the robot with a navigation ability which would allow it to pinpoint any odor's origin and identity. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.